It's the 15th of January. I'm still at the Airport Hotel in Manchester. I got up at 6:30 this morning and went down to the gym and did 500 calories on the treadmill. So much easier to do these things when you're telling somebody about it. Seriously though, I really find having some sort of exercise regime and having the discipline just to get yourself out of bed half an hour earlier in the morning when you're on the road is really important. I spend most of my time sitting down, either in meetings or airplanes or whatever, and rarely do any exercise within my daily work, so I find some sort of regime is very important. But at home I run, I do indoor rock climbing, outdoor when I can, but very infrequently, and I go to the gym and I try to alternate those three. So I like to try and find a gym when I come away to these hotels, and the one here it's quite good. As I say, it's a little bit crowded, and I was surprised to see quite so many people in it at 6:30 this morning. Anyway, breakfast's been paid for, so I'd better go and try that. Well, I'm boarded the Finnair flight to Helsinki, and luckily the plane is nearly empty, so I've got two seats to myself near the front, which is very nice. Sometimes I work on planes, but I've been in the Finnair lounge and caught up on all my emails and all my Journal of Advanced Nursing work, so my big plan on this flight is to sleep, because I'm teaching at 08:45 tomorrow in Turku. Because they're 2 hours ahead, that's actually 6:45 in the morning UK time. I'm not looking forward to that very much. We're just about to take off, so I'll catch up with you when I get to Finland.
Your port folder, which can be found in the seat pocket in front of you. Our cabin crew will be glad to answer your questions or concerns about flight safety. During the flight, you may use your smartphones and other mobile devices in flight mode. All other electronic devices, including laptops, must be switched off and stowed away during takeoff and landing. Tervetuloa koneeseen. Käsimatkatavarat voitte sijoittaa joko edessä olevan istuimen alle tai matkatavarahyllyyn. Lennon turva-asiat on koottu istuintaskusta löytyvään turvaohjeeseen. Henkilökuntamme vastaa mielellään mahdollisiin lisäkysymyksiin. Voitte käyttää matkapuhelinta sekä muita mobiililaitteita koko lennon ajan edellyttäen, että lentotila on nyt kytketty päälle. Muiden elektroonisten laitteiden, kuten kannettavien tietokoneiden, virta on oltava katkaistuna lentoon nähden ja laskeutumisen ajan. Welcome on board. Ni kan placera handbagageundersätet framför er eller bagagehyllan. Information gällande säkerheten finns samlad i säkerhetsbroschyren som ni hittar i Storsveckan. Personalen svarar genom på ytterligare frågor. Mobiltelefonen samandra mobilapparater kan användas under hela flyget. Men försäkra er om att flygläget är aktiverat. Alla andra elektroniska apparater som bär bara apparaturer ska vara avtända för planet stiger och landar.
Tällainen Price 90 lentokoneen kapteeni on tänään tehnyt pikkainen ja lentoaikamme on 2:15. Toivottavasti viitte lennolla. Petti Komoron kestopasiereen, jossa voi kohdalla on puhuttu ihmettä ilmoittamisen pois. Pidetyt ruutelissa Marvehtiä, sekä meidän eläisimme työvoissa on javanalaiset kohtuutettu sattaisiin. Kapteeni on puhuttu, että nyt tämän jättäneen pikkainen on pyytynyt kohdimaan. Nyt kiitos.
Seatbelt fasten whenever seated. Please make sure that your table is folded away and locked, and your seatbelt is in an upright position. During takeoff, armrests must be down and window blinds open. How to use the seatbelt, the oxygen mask, and the life vest. More information can be found in the safety on board folder. This aircraft has 6 emergency exits, all marked with exit signs. There are 2 exits in front, 2 in the mid cabin, 1 over each wing, and 2 exits in the rear part of the cabin. These game lights on the floor lead you to the exits. Seat belt is fastened like this. Adjust it and open by lifting this part of the bottom. In case of a sudden loss of cabin pressure, the oxygen mask will drop out automatically. Should this happen, pull the mask from the retainer to board. Place it over your mouth and nose. Put the head strap. Always place your own mask before helping others. Your life vest is under your seat. Pull the vest over your head. Fasten the bundle in front and tie the strap. Inflate the life vest outside the aircraft by pulling this red tab. If the vest needs more air, blow into this mouthpiece. If you are seated in the first row or exit row, please place all of your hand luggage in the overhead lockers. Thank you for your attention.
Cabin crew, please be seated for takeoff.
Syystä istuvia pidettävä kiinnitettynä ja käsimatkatavarat paikoillaan aina siihen saakka, kunnes turvavyömerkkivalo on sammutettu. Toivomme, että matka nousuu mielettömästi tällä vuonna, että ne olivat koko miehistöpuolesta oikein mukavaa päivän jatkoa. Kiitos ja tervetuloa uudelleen. Tässä myös Seren ja Komatin ja Sebosch. Hyvä mennikoksa,
metsiäkis. I'm in Helsinki Airport, so having landed in Finland. And it's a winter wonderland here. There's snow everywhere. It's really very pretty. Just going to board for Turku and then go and meet my good friend and long-standing colleague Rita Suhonen, who's invited me across here with her colleagues many times to Turku, and she's also one of my editors on Nursing Open, and a very good editor she is too. So we're just about to board. It's another bus to cross the airport to the plane. I arrived safely in Turku. You probably heard the noise these planes make. It's a little jet prop plane. I've taken it many times. I've even taken it with my present luggage. I only ever travel with cabin luggage. I never put anything in the hold. And this time I had a real problem getting my case into the overhead locker, much to the disapproval of the people getting jammed up in the aisle behind me. But eventually I got it in by putting it in back to front and manoeuvring it around the mechanism for keeping the latch closed. I was met at the airport by Rita, as I said, and she's driven me to my hotel, and the roads here are terrible, covered in snow. I don't think I'll be running tomorrow, but I've just found out that the hotel does have a gym. It should have. It's another Radisson hotel. I've stayed here many times. It's really good. It's on the river. In summer you can sit out in the sunshine and have a drink and watch people on the river and jogging and cycling up and down in front of it, but I don't think I'll be doing that this time because it's quite cold. So I'm going to dinner tonight with Rita and Helena Lino-Kilpi, who's the professor here, one of my other old colleagues from Finland, and someone from the UK who I've not met before. My main aim tonight, despite having slept on the plane for a while, is to get a really early night because I've got to get up very early tomorrow, something like 4 o'clock UK time. Just had a very nice dinner with Rita and Helena and Norman from Northumbria University. The pavements are absolutely treacherous. It was slow progress going to the restaurant and coming back, and it's just along the road. It's gritted in most places, but one or two bits of ice are just waiting to trip you up. So I've asked to be picked up tomorrow. Normally I'd walk up to the university. It's a nice walk, but I think I'm going to fall if I do that. So I'm almost certain I will not be running outside this time. I'll go to the gym tomorrow afternoon or evening whenever I get back to the hotel. So now it's off to bed. That's the end of my second day on the road, and early start tomorrow.